Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
And once again, folks, thanks for being on this live call tonight. This is Zuma's Health Education Call, and this is a call that we normally do the first and third Thursday of every single month, although we've got a little alteration in our schedule this week. So I appreciate those of you joining in on this very different night, since we normally don't do them on the fourth Thursday. But again, we had a little mishap last Thursday, so we'll be doing it today. And again, I appreciate those of you who may have tuned in last Thursday but missed us. But hey, guys, as always, the goal, the focus of this call is, as you listen in, it's to give you information and education, maybe in some cases some inspiration, to help you enjoy more abundant health in your life. But also, the goal is always on these calls to hopefully give you enough information that you can go and then pass this on to somebody. In fact, that's one of the reasons we record these calls, so that you can go ahead and take this information and simply send somebody a link to the recording. You can literally do that by copying and pasting the link to somebody in an email or even a text message, and they can just listen in and get the information that you're getting here live tonight. And I get to spend some time tonight on this call with a lady who is definitely a wonderful friend to all of us in Zuma. She's a huge supporter of what we do, our company, our products. But I tell you what, her day-to-day life is involved in helping folks just like you and I enjoy more health abundance, although they often come to her with health issues, and she's like the person who's helping them figure out how to get to a place of much better, more abundant health. And I'm proud to say that many times that incorporates some of Zuma's products in that process. So we're always thrilled when she gets a little time to spend with us on these calls. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Dr. Melissa Bennett. So Dr. Melissa, you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, Dr. Melissa. Great to have you on tonight.
Better than last week. I was cleaning my refrigerator.
That's okay. You know, it just shows that we're still human.
It really
once
does.
Once in a while, you know, things just don't go as exactly as planned. But
no,
I appreciate
it. I had my head halfway in the refrigerator, and I'm like looking up, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be doing something. And then I'm like, oh, no. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, my goodness. Because
you know, Melissa, we call around the Zuma home office, we call that a focus up deficient moment.
Yes, that's what I needed. I needed an IV infusion at that moment of focus up. I was in a place, I was like, everything was going well. I was just so casually in there. Actually, elderberry syrup had spilled all down the back of my refrigerator, so it looked like some terrible science experiment that went bad, and I was in there and I was just wiping it down. I'm like, oh no. But yeah, tonight it might be more of a two-part type thing. I mean, this is pretty, because with children's health, it's a little different. There's a lot more into it, but I'm just going to kind of highlight some things that I think are very important when it comes to children's health and also teen health. A lot of times, you know, we think of children and we think, oh, when they're, you know, 12 years old, they're turning into teenagers, but all children up until they're out of the house, I think, are children. And I was actually, you know, this past couple of weeks, I actually went and spoke to 40 moms at a MOPS convention, and that is, I wouldn't call it a convention, it's more so a meeting group of moms of preschoolers. So I got to set up and kind of, you know, talk to them about their children and what's going on, and make some suggestions. So I'm going to kind of highlight those, and that's what I went over with them. You know, when you think of babies, first of all, you know, when you come out, babies, the first thing you want to look at from that stage is looking out at the microbiome. Babies come out, obviously, either vaginally or they're going to come out through C-section. If they come out through C-section, their first defense to the world is actually the microbiome that they pick up from the mom. As they're going through the vaginal canal. So if you know babies that are born C-section, a lot of times they will not get the microbiome transferred over from the mom. So they'll end up sometimes with a poor immune system. You'll find that they're doing studies now where they're actually, and not studies, they're actually implementing taking the mucosa from the vaginal area and putting it in the eyes and the nose and the mouth of the baby if they're C-section, so that they can get that first immunity, because that's so, so important. So when you're thinking about children's health, you're looking at, obviously, their immune system. You want to make sure that that is intact. And I know, Ken, we have our product as far as probiotics. And I had a question for you. As far as children and our probiotic, can children take that specific one, or do you know?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one actually that we've actually gotten a lot of inquiries on. And, you know, our official response from the home office on it is, you know, we don't, as a company, tell parents, you know, of young children that they should, you know, administer that. Because, again, from a legal standpoint, we can't do that. But for those of you guys listening in tonight, I can tell you that if you look at the probiotics product as a one-a-day for an adult, which is what that product was intended to do, if you did a smaller dosage, less than a full capsule, that would be something, in my personal opinion, again, this is not me representing corporate at this moment. This is me saying, hey, I understand that formula well enough to say that if I had a child who was, say, under 12 years old, who I thought could benefit from probiotics, which I think kids can, in fact, because they certainly make kid-directed type probiotics. If you were to take that particular product and, say, maybe cut that dosage in half, maybe half a capsule, maybe mixed with something, it could be a beverage, it could be, you know, food, I think it would be just fine. That's, again, my personal opinion, knowing that formula as well as I do. So how's that for a long answer?
That sounds like a great answer, because probiotics, again, are restoring the microbiome. And that's where most people, a lot of people I see, they don't realize that their immune system starts in the gut. So if you find your child getting sick a lot, you need to look at that microbiome. You need to make sure that they're getting a high-quality probiotic like the one Zuma offers. Like you're saying, you can, I mean, it's a probiotic, it's good bacteria. As long as you're not using it in excess and you're using it the way you just described, it's not going to be an issue. I think it's just getting that good flora back into the gut. Because kids, when you think about them, they're putting their hands in their mouth. They're putting their dogs in their mouth. They put whatever they can see in their mouth. So if they don't have a good immune system, that a good floral base, a lot of that's going to go back into their system, and it's going to cause them to, you know, become sick, and they'll get subjected to things that they're going to catch throughout the year. But I do find that if you can give a really good probiotic along with a little bit of vitamin D, and you have to be careful with vitamin D, because vitamin D, you don't want to obviously give too much. It's kind of hard to get too much, but if you do, you don't want to go there. So with children, if you can get like a little children's, you know, vitamin D with the probiotic, that's a nice way of, if they get sick, to actually get their immune system boosted so that they'll be able to get over it. And a lot of times also with children, we'll find that if they, you know, from the standpoint of their immune system, if you see them getting sick over and over again, and we spoke about this in the past, a lot of times you'll go to your doctor and they'll give them an antibiotic, but a lot of times they're dealing with viruses. So if you're dealing with viruses, the antibiotic is not necessarily going to be the best option for them. And at the same time, an antibiotic does what it's supposed to do to bacteria. It also erases and wipes out a lot of that good flora. So I always get the question from parents is, can I take an antibiotic with a probiotic? And I say, yes, you can do both. Because some people think, well, there's a difference between, you know, anti and pro. There's no such thing when it comes to antibiotics and probiotics, because you can take them. I wouldn't take them at the same time. But I would definitely take them during that time or that course of antibiotics to make sure that immune system and the flora stays with that commensal bacteria. The other thing I suggest with a probiotic, and this is just for probiotics for adults and children, is make sure you take them at night before you go to bed. That's the best time to take it. And if you're taking it at night, it's just going to kind of work through your immune, you know, through your stomach and kind of not be interfered with any food or anything like that. So it's going to do what it needs to do by taking it kind of before you go to bed. So I would suggest that. So the first rule of thumb or thought process is just get, you know, a good probiotic with your child, making sure that their immune system is well. You got to watch out, you know, where school, you know, if they're going to school specifically, they're going to spend a lot of times in classrooms. They're going to transfer infections from one to another. So you kind of want to teach them some really good healthy habits And, I mean, these things we take for granted. But, you know, hand washing during this time of year is just crucial. So if you have a child that's not washing their hands as much as they need to, you know, get it into a place where they're basically going to wash their hands regularly. I have a teacher that comes to me, and she's so funny because she's saying that she sits in the class and she's looking out over her classroom, and all the kids have like snot coming out of their nose, and they're just like wiping their hands and on their desk and everything else. So it's just a complete germ fest. So you want to make sure that that's just something you do, you know, and that's a simple thing to know, but a lot of people kind of take it for granted and forget to teach children to do it properly. The other thing you want to do is making sure that you, obviously, a healthy diet is crucial. Now, kids, the problem with children is they don't really like a lot of different foods. You'll find that kids have issues with spectrum, on the spectrum especially, have issues with texture and things like that. So you got to figure out, well, how do I get the healthy foods into my child without them actually knowing what I'm doing? So the easiest way to do this, whether it's twofold, is to get a good juicer and actually something like, you don't have to get like a Ninja, but they have different ones out on the market. Vitamix is awesome too. That's a little expensive, but they do have some really good juicers that actually kind of pulverize the pulp as well so that the child is getting the fiber. And you're mixing kind of the fruits of the rainbow into this, and then also, you know, adding just, you know, you can add a little bit of a protein. I don't know. That's another question for you, Ken. Metabolize is more for, obviously, for our weight loss program. But have you seen people use it in that respect, like using it as a protein base for their smoothies?
Yeah, actually, it's really commonly used for that. You know, I'm a great example of that. I mean, I have a smoothie every morning, and the base in that smoothie for me is our metabolized protein. And it's something, by the way, that protein would be just as safe for a young person as it would be for an adult. Again, just dose specific. You know, an adult size is 2 scoops, where you know, you probably wouldn't need a young person to have maybe more than 1 scoop. But it's good, high-quality, ultra-pure protein. By the way, I will make a quick plug for this because I know this is one of the things that concerns sometimes parents. I know a lot of adults also get concerned about this. Just a reminder, Metabolize's protein fiber shake is literally 99% lactose-free. And I know for myself personally, lactose is an issue. A lot of people have lactose intolerance, so you know, whether it's a child or whether it's an adult, it's very friendly to the body, and it's not a trigger for those who have lactose intolerance issues. So it usually is a very pleasant experience versus, you know, being that it's whey protein, it's not like a typical whey protein you'd find on the store shelf in that respect.
Well, and that is so true, because you want to also look at, especially with children, if you can get any type of nutrition as a foundation into their bodies, that's going to be a big plus. Because I always talk about this, you know, back in the day, we had great land. We were growing from the land. Unfortunately, children today are not set up that way. It's like you're going through drive-thrus. Everybody's just going so fast. And they're not getting that foundational nutrition. And that's something that does have to be supplemented at this point, I feel like, because we're just missing, unless you're living on a farm or you are able to get access to, you know, year-round, you know, foods that are going to be ripe at that time of year, it's very hard to get those nutritional needs met. So adding in a little bit of supplementation during this time is a good time to keep them where, when, as they grow, they're going to be healthier. The other thing I look at, especially with foods, if you notice your child not gravitating toward a food, you may want to think, well, it could be that they're just not liking that food, but it also could be something like a food intolerance that they may not be able to communicate that they're having an issue that's hurting their stomach or anything like that, but it could be. So you always want to kind of keep your eye out for that and make sure that if you try to give them the same foods over and over again and they're rejecting those foods but in a different form, they'll take it. If it's camouflaged, then you may want to look at food intolerances from that standpoint. And another way, what I told the MOPS parents, I was talking to them about water intake. Obviously, that's what Zuma is about, is getting proper hydration and making sure we're using our little sachets and getting the alkalinity, which is great for children as well. But a lot of times people will come to me and say, oh, my child hates water. They won't even touch water. And that's why we have BLAST. BLAST is awesome. And the parents were super excited about that because it's still adding those antioxidants in, and you don't have any sugar. It's like, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like 5 calories per serving or something. It's very low. And it has stevia. So it's something that the children like, and it kind of camouflages, again, water, but you're able to get them hydrated. So if you fill up your Zuma bottle with the BLAST, and I found that you don't even have to use an entire stick of BLAST. You could kind of put it in half, and for me, that does its job. And then you put it in with the little sachet, and you're alkalizing, and you're getting those antioxidants in the water. So that's an awesome thing for children to have access to.
Dr. Melissa, I'm going to jump in here for a second because I'm going to throw a thought out there on that. That's one of the other benefits to the BLAST that is, and Dr. Melissa, I know you're probably going to go here, so I apologize if I'm preempting it. A lot of kids hate to eat fruits and veggies, not because, we don't try as parents or grandparents. We always try to get those kids to eat more fruits and veggies, but hey, let's face it, it doesn't taste as good to most kids like French fries do. So we knew that when we created BLAST, we said, hey, we know that there's going to be a lot of moms and dads and grandparents using them with the younger kids in their life. And we thought, well, what if we could sneak in some fruits and veggies into that, where it would be almost undetected because it would taste so good to the kids. And we really accomplished that pretty well. You've got a full serving and a half of whole food derived fruits and veggies in every one of those packets. So it almost in a very, ethical, sneaky way, I guess, gets your kids to consume a little bit more of those fruits and veggies. And since it's whole food derived, it really is good stuff. One other thought I'm going to share, and then I'll pass it back to you, Dr. Melissa. I've had some people over the years that we've had the Zuma BLAST in our line have a false misconception about its pricing compared to some of the other stuff that kids typically drink. Let me give you an example. A lot of kids or parents will buy those little juice boxes or juice pouches for the kids, stick the straw in. And the perception sometimes is they're getting a way lower price on those. And there's actually a few decent ones in the marketplace that aren't loaded with a bunch of junk. But most all of them, except for a few, most all of those bags and pouches and juice boxes and things like that in the market have a good amount of sugar in them, which, again, our kids get enough sugar. We're trying to look for ways to keep them from consuming as much. So one of the things that was interesting I was able to point out to some of our members in recent years is when you look, and Melissa, you kind of touched on this maybe without knowing it, when you look at that BLAST, that Zuma BLAST powdered flavored stick mix, right? That stick is designed to strongly, let me say that again, strongly flavor, listen to this, 24 ounces. So the reason that's important is if you look at those juice pouches, juice boxes, almost in every case, they're about 6 ounces each. So think about that. One Zuma BLAST stick is actually the equivalent of a strongly flavored 4 pouches or juice boxes that you would buy in the store. But those juice boxes and pouches in the store don't necessarily come in with a serving and a half of whole food derived fruits and veggies, as well as, having the flavor. So it's interesting as you think about it, Zuma BLAST sticks are $1.25 per stick, your cost as a member, which means if you divide that by 4, we're talking about less than 32 cents per serving if you used, but comparatively 6 ounces, right, towards a juice box or a juice pouch. So what's interesting is in reality, those juice boxes and pouches, even if you buy them in bulk, are 40 to 50 cents each. So you actually get a better value with that Zuma BLAST because, again, one stick strongly flavors 24 ounces. And, Melissa, what you said is so true. We have people that will use a half a stick in 24 ounces and say it gives them still plenty of flavor. So you could probably go up to, maybe 5 or 6 of those 6 ounce type servings and still have a nicely flavored water So, you know, the value you can get out of those Zimoblastics is really amazing when you consider it against what's in the marketplace. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there because I think sometimes people look at the cost for Blast and they forget that, you know, if they're comparing against like some of the other kids' beverages in the marketplace, usually those are smaller ounce servings. And if they look at how much water they can flavor with one of those Zimoblastics, it really goes a long way. And it ends up actually being a lower cost option for people. Plus, it's a much, in my opinion, of course, a much healthier option for what it is.
And that is so true. And that's one of the things I wanted to touch on. I guess it was about a year ago, and I'm not sure the status of this at this point, but I had a man come to my office, and he was doing a documentary that was going to be at the Atlanta Short Film Festival, and it wasn't because I was short that he wanted me to be on it. But he wanted me to talk about in the urban population with children. What they're doing, he said, is throwing these kids into like midnight basketball camps after school because they're misbehaving during the day. And he wanted me to address what I really think the issue is. And there's something called a credibility role where you're able to say something that kind of, I guess, the teacher that spoke before me said the exact same thing, and I had no idea. But we both were on the same page because we were both saying that, like what you were just mentioning, those sugary drinks, sugar in the immune system is a huge thing. But sugar in general, you give kids like sugary cereal at the beginning of the day and a sugary like pouch like that, it's going to spike their insulin. It's just their blood sugar is going to go through the roof. So no wonder they can't sit still at school. So we're apt to just go and kind of just go into the place of, well, let's put them on a medication. I'm not saying that children don't need that, but we need to address, and this is what I told the producer, we need to address the real cause of what might be happening, is that they're not eating a nutritional breakfast in the morning. They're kind of in that place where they're just eating a lot of sugar, and then they can't eat till lunchtime. They have like, 15 minutes to eat lunch. They're cramming everything in. And I remember several years ago, I went over to a high school, and, they have, like, Coke Zero all over the place and Coca-Cola, and I was talking to him about Zuma water. Like, obviously getting it into the school systems would be great, and I know Ron Howell, I think in Canada, had tried to do that. But getting them healthy alternatives instead of a lot of the stuff that's not good for them, and they're drinking it throughout the day, and then they're wondering, what's going on with their activity. So that's a huge thing. If you could use like Blast instead of one of those fruit drinks, that would be an excellent alternative. And then, people can even save further money if they look at, instead of buying bottles of water, which are not regulated, or using the tap water, which in Georgia, I think I mentioned this on the last talk, the AJC just wrote an article on February 14th how there is a carcinogenic substance in the water, which we know every state has something. But they're not. It's going to take 5 years before they can come out with the allowable amount that can hurt someone. I'm like, well, what the heck? So we know it's in there, but we don't know how much is going to hurt someone. And we're all individuals. So I always suggest patients get like a really good water filtration system and put that on their sink and then use their Zuma filter as far as their little X2O and then Blast. I mean, and you're saving a fortune by not buying prepackaged water. And I'm going to plug my office because I have my website is theoliveleaf.com, and I've actually linked over to a really nice water filtration system company that has like so many different water filters, and they're all very reasonable and priced, so they're not expensive. So you're able to filter out 15,000 gallons of water for like $100. So to me, that's just like a no-brainer. You'd want to set that up in your house. I'll put it on your refrigerator so that you're able to filter out. The moms were telling me this too, Ken. They were saying, well, I use that refrigerator filter. Well, unfortunately, it's usually a charcoal filter, and it's going to filter out chlorine, but it's still going to leave the other chemicals in the water. So it's not filtering out the smaller chemicals that come through. So you always want to kind of upgrade something like that. And I feel like, with children, it's all about being proactive and kind of doing your best as a parent to set them up to be healthy later on. to help them age properly, because we're thinking about getting them through college and we're, you know, trying to make sure they're doing well in school. And that's awesome. But we really have to think also about their nutritional health and how is that going to play out when they're 40 and when they're 50. There's a really good documentary I tell parents to get to called Fed Up. I think it's on Netflix, and it just shows these two really obese children, and they're working out, they're swimming, they're doing all this stuff, but they just can't lose weight. And the reason is because they're focusing on calorie, not quality. So their caloric intake is within the range of what is needed to lose weight, but they can't lose weight because most of what they're eating is processed, and they're just looking at the label and reading the calorie and not looking at the quality of it. I am happy with the American Pediatric Association because they did change their view of food for children. And now they're saying, you know, it's healthier just to incorporate whole foods into the diet and to focus on that. And I thought that was really good because it's a broader range. It's not limited to what they had before. And it's nice to see that they're opening up, you know, that opportunity for parents to say, yeah, maybe I need to add whole foods back into the diet. And I think that's our goal, ultimately, is to get children to eat as healthy as possible and then to make sure they're hydrated. I mean, if you can do those two things, you're doing a huge, you're just doing a huge blessing for your children. The other thing that I want to bring up also is stress and anxiety. I mean, kids today, they're subjected to so much more than we ever were. And every generation says that. Every generation comes along and says, oh, this was not like this when I was a kid. But now it's really, really to the point of where, you know, they're just linking like ADHD and ADD to all of the video games and every, and I'm not saying video games are bad, but I'm saying moderation is the key to life. And I always say this on every talk. It's like, if you're going to do it, have time limits, you know, don't try to just use it as a babysitter, use it as needed, but not constantly. And we just have to worry, you know, about, we don't have to worry, but we have to put in place certain things for children to protect them because they don't know. And they're constantly being marketed to, even on, you know, through TV, through everything else. So we have to be kind of standing on guard and just kind of filtering a little bit of what they're subjected to. And they already have homework. They've got social pressure, you know, test anxiety. And they can feel a lot of stress every single day. And it can have a negative impact, just like for an adult. You know, stress is horrible. It has the same impact on children. So we want to make sure you manage that anxiety. And I always even recommend doing deep breathing exercises with your spouse and your children. And that's very easy to do. You just take a little pillow, you put it on your stomach, and you just, it's a game. You watch the pillow go up and down, and you do it very slowly. And that's just teaching children, because when you're stressed, the tendency is to hold everything in. You get shortness of breath. You don't expand. So if you lay there and let that pillow go up and down, and it's a nice, fun activity for you and your family to do together, you're teaching to slow down, to relax, to just get into that place where, you know, you're deep breathing, and they don't even know what they're doing. They're just having fun. So it's a nice way of teaching them that. Another thing I like to tell parents to do to de-stress is go walk with your child, you know, 10 minutes a day, even if it's cold outside, get outside and get reconnected to what God made here. And then just walking down the street and just breathing in the air and getting whatever sunshine we have this time of year, just to make sure that you're doing something with them and really experiencing life with them instead of not because they grow up so fast. I know because I have a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old, and they're still my babies, but they just grow up so fast, and you want to cherish that time that you have with them when they're little and just pay attention to these things. So to summarize, I would say, like you were saying, you know, making sure you get a good filtration system, using Zuma water, X2O with them is excellent to get them the calcium, magnesium, and the 70 trace minerals, and they'll get hydrated from that, and then throwing in BLAST. Maybe making smoothies with them is very, very good. And focusing on, you know, with breakfast, instead of the sugary breakfasts every single day, you try to do a more of a balanced breakfast, maybe like a low-fat protein, some complex carbohydrates, but not the sugary cereals. I think they're just not going to be good for brain function or maintaining a steady level of energy throughout the day. And then lunch boxes, that's another opportunity for you to really kind of get in there and just make it fun. I used to put little notes in my daughter's lunch boxes, so when they would get to school, I'd always have like a sweet note they could read. But then just making the food fun in there and letting them get involved in picking the food. Getting them hands-on in the kitchen is really good at a young age, because that way they understand that food is for living and we're not living for food. It's a big difference. If I said that backwards, forget me. It's being recorded, so it's too late. But we want to make sure we're eating to live, not living to eat, I think is what I was trying to say. So just getting them hands-on and understanding, you know, that food is nourishment. I keep a list on my website of the Clean 15, Dirty Dozen. That's very important for children. I feel like if you can eat organic, not all the time because it's too expensive, but the Clean 15 gives you a list of the foods that are good to eat organic, especially fruits and certain vegetables. And the Dirty Dozen are the ones that you really want to try to buy organic if possible. And if you do that, you won't get the irradiated apples that are sitting in the grocery store, because they irradiate them to kill the enzymes to make the shelf life longer. We want to avoid that and get some, go to an apple farm if you can, or get at least the organic apples are really good to have. But it's just these little tiny changes that you're able to make a difference. And I do really recommend that documentary Fed Up. And then also a good book called The Dorito Effect. That is an amazing book too, because it talks about our fast food industry and how they know we're going to spend at least $1,500 a year. Some people, that's an average, going out to eat fast food. So the goal is for them to make the food more enticing for children, for adults. So it's a great book to be, if you want to be knowledgeable on actually what's going on within the food industry, it's a great book for that. And I think that's it, Ken. I think I covered everything, but unless you have anything else you'd like to add in here.
Oh, I think we covered a great deal of ground tonight, so I think we're good for tonight's call. I appreciate all the wealth of information, because I know there's a lot of folks listening in tonight that if they're not thinking about their own children, they might be thinking about their grandchildren or, you know, children that they are around regularly who probably aren't adhering to a healthy lifestyle, or certainly not as much as they would like to see.
Yeah, I think that's, and it's all, it's like you were talking about, it's about camouflaging sometimes, just sneaking it in there wherever you can so that they're getting the nutrients that they need. And you know what, Ken, I was thinking at a certain point, it would be nice if we had like a children's supplement. It's hard to find a really high quality kids vitamin. I don't know if that's something you guys have thought about, but it would be, even if it's like a powder or whatever, something that they can eat or take daily, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think you're already on the same page as we are, so we'll be pulling you into that conversation in the near future, actually.
Awesome. All right.
Appreciate you and your time and sharing that information with us. Thank you very much, and certainly appreciate those of you listening in tonight on this live call. Remember, this is a recorded call. You can always access this and many, many other recordings we've done right to the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website. And like I said at the beginning of this call, remember that these are not just for you, but they can be shared with the members of your team, maybe who weren't on this live call. Remember, they can benefit from it just because they weren't here. That's why the recording is there, to help them. And certainly a great way to encourage people maybe who aren't yet part of the Zuma family to experience and understand a little bit more about why Zuma's products can be so beneficial to their health, to their well-being, and to their family. So, Dr. Melissa, thanks for being on tonight.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. You guys have a good night.
All right, folks. Have a good rest of the week. Talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.